Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome. Today I'm joined by Dr. Tom Becker, who's President and CEO at iAfina. How are you today, Tom?
Thanks, Zach. Doing well.
All right, we were discussing your leadership skills before that they press record. Obviously, at the moment, iAfina looks as though it is buzzing like a bee. All the metrics looking good. The share price is actually up about 87% over the last month. So it looks like the market's finally cottoning on to what you're doing.
You're very kind. And what I'll say is that, the iAfina team has really executed the business plan over the last number of years. And I think, as you said, the market's taking notice, and they're taking notice because we've had a specific goal of increasing our iodine production in a market that's ever growing. We've executed that by building four plants in 4 years once this new Permian plant comes online. And so I think, the fruit of our works are coming to fruition.
And in terms of, just remind people who are not familiar with iAfina, because it is still a bit of a niche area, what's the demand like? Who wants iodine, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, so iodine's a pretty niche market. It's about a 40,000 metric ton market. Its biggest applications tend to be in various industries, but it's led by human healthcare applications. Specifically, the largest use of iodine is X-ray contrast media drugs. So when you need a CT scan or an X-ray and a doctor determines he needs to get a little bit more vision on certain things, sometimes they use iodine-based contrast agents to do that. And that's about 38% of the market. But there's other applications. If you're going in for surgery, you have a cut, and that brown solution that they put on your cut as a disinfectant, that's iodine-based. But, everybody's LCD screens has polarized iodine film in there. Everybody needs a little iodide in their diet to control thyroid function. It's used in pharmaceutical applications and biocides. So various niche industries around the globe, but really led by human healthcare applications.
Right. So you said that, you built up your plants, you're producing. How much can you scale, or how much do you wish to scale from current levels?
Yeah. So what we've done is we currently have eight iodine plants in operation, all in the state of Oklahoma. And we have a ninth under construction in the Permian Basin, which is in southwest Texas, southeast New Mexico kind of area, the largest oil and gas industry in the world. And what we do is at our plants, we take this co-product, this waste product from oil and gas industry, briny water, and certain amount of this briny water we can extract iodine from economically, and we build our plants to do that. We've executed by building three plants in 3 years. The Permian plant, which is a little larger plant, will be four plants in 4 years. And, what we've done is been able to go from about a 500 metric ton producer 4 or 5 years ago to, once this Permian plant comes online, to be a 1,000 metric ton producer. And, the ability for iAfina to do that while keeping our balance sheet in good shape, reinvesting the profitability back into the company through iodine production, I think was a smart plan. And then the path moving forward is to, in a growing iodine market, is to increase that rate of our building. Instead of building one a year, build a little bit more frequently than that. And we have larger plant opportunities like the one in the Permian Basin, which we are expecting to produce about 200 metric tons of production once it gets fully online. So excited about the future. Pathway to 1,000 metric tons wasn't easy, but we have a real vision to get to 2,000 metric tons in just the next few years.
And so your goal is to be a significant global player in your area.
Yeah, I think, right now, iAfina's production is about 2.5% of the global iodine market. In the next number of years, we could get up towards that 5%. And that makes us a much different player as far as size and breadth of iodine production in the global market.
And in terms of the sort of the detail on your final results, are there any aspects that you would want to sort of highlight? Obviously, EBITDA up over 50% and production up 17%. Are there any other things that we should be looking at?
I think there's a couple of things. So I think the key metrics for us is, revenue has increased year over year for the last 8 years. It's due to increased iodine production, which is another key metric that we have. It's up to our sales team and our divisions to ensure that we have output outlets for the iodine that we produce and the iodine derivatives that we produce at iAfina Chemical. And it's been a part of this growth strategy in order to do that. The other thing I think I'll say with respect to profitability and how we view things moving forward is that in 2025, the average item price that we were able to sell things were a bit higher than 2024, and that did add to profitability. But if you look at item prices over the last 3 years, they've been in a pretty steady range. Somewhere between $65 a kilo to close to $80 a kilo on a 100% basis. So it's up to when we think about our growth moving forward, we look at the Iden market itself, the growth potential in the Iden market, what all the suppliers are doing in the Iden side. And, you know, we have a view that it's more likely than not that these kind of pricing levels are going to be moving forward at these levels, although it's never guaranteed. But we believe that's the case, and that's why we're accelerating our growth a bit. So I think all those factors make 2025 a really nice growth year for us. And just our vision of the Iden market, we believe it's the right time to step on the accelerator a little bit more with our growth of Iden production moving forward.
Right. And I'll ask you a question which you don't have to answer. You are still a less than £100 million company. You're doing very well. Could there be other larger companies who say, well, actually, I like the look of Iofina. We're already doing this, that and the other, and this would fit very nicely into our plans?
So when people answer me this, is I answer this in a kind of two-part way. First of all, I think any company that's running at the right price is always for sale. But when we run our company, we are not running the company to prop it up for sale. We're running the company to grow the company and organically grow the company with the technology that we have. So we think that continuing to build these new plants, which will result in higher revenues, higher profits, and more growth within the organization, is a recipe that is right. And that's what we're focused on as an organization, not any kind of outsiders looking at Iofina.
Right. And just finally, a lot of companies in the recent weeks, they've been highlighting the effect of Iran and geopolitical issues. I presume that none of that affects you.
We don't have any major influence of this. There's been some small increases in some raw material costs that we use, but nothing material for Iofina. And our sales channels are not in that particular region, so they haven't affected sales either.
Well, on that bright note, Dr. Tom Becker, President and CEO at Iofina, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Zach. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.